Parenting Moments on Shine FM every Wednesday with registered psychologist Kimberly Eckert from Eckert Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Kimberly, we're in class. Therapy 101 for the month of May.
That's right.
So each week looking at one of the five evidence-based therapies for your family, and I guess we're on the third of the month, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing therapy, EMDR.
So proud of you for getting that mouthful out.
The initials help.
100%. And so really, I'm sure listeners are very familiar with EMDR, and those that aren't, I will share more about it with you. But it is a psychotherapy technique designed to relieve the distress associated with disturbing memories. It involves recalling a specific troublesome experience while following a side-to-side visual light bar or holding a tactile stimulus that gives a pulse in each hand or an auditory beep in each ear. Now, that sounds really kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first heard about it, I thought, that's very strange. But it's based on the adaptive information processing model and is said to target directly the way a distressing memory is stored in the brain. The assumption is that past disturbing experiences continue to cause distress because at the time of the event, there was not the ability for the person to adequately process the memory. And so it keeps getting triggered and they end up having the same emotions, thoughts, and physical sensations as the initial experience. The resulting lateral movements that we use during this type of therapy helps to reduce the emotional charge of the memory so that the experience can be safely discussed, digested, and stripped of the power to trigger intense emotions today. And I will tell you, Mike, that this is one of my best experiences as a therapist. Helping people who have had traumatic situations occur, go through the process of EMDR, and watching the healing that happens is truly beautiful.
Oh, indeed. That must be a very special moment, not only for them, but for you as well.
Mm-hmm. So to be a good candidate for EMDR, clients must be able to tolerate some emotional discomfort and not shut down emotionally or become too overwhelmed by the feelings. We do teach you skills around emotional management so that you can do EMDR, and clients must be able to call on cognitive and emotional resources during the processing of memories. And if listeners are saying, well, I don't know if I have it, the good news is that we can do all that in the preparation phase and really teaching you what skills you need so that you can have emotional experiences and stay with it in order to do the EMDR reprocessing.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you and your team are there to walk people through it.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing, Mike, is that we do this with children as well.
Oh, okay.
So it's wonderful to watch kids work through like a car accident, or they might have had a bullying experience at school. Sometimes it's, you know, much deeper, harder events like death of a parent or sexual abuse. But again, this is such a powerful tool available for families.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. Yes, lots of traumatic things people can go through, and definitely important to get the professional help to work through that. So thanks, Kimberly. Mm-hmm.
My pleasure.
EckertCenter.com is where you can book an appointment, check out the podcast, the blogs, lots of stuff going on there, and more people on your team, too.
That's right. We have 3 new staff members. Check us out at EckertCenter.com. Click the appointment tab and just take a moment to read our staff's biographies and book in with a therapist that fits you or your family's needs the best.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kimberly. I'd urge you also to check out shinefm.com on the contest page. You could win a free initial visit at Eckerd Center. Thank you, Kimberly, for those. So check that out, shinefm.com, and we'll chat again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mike.